Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a great guest with us. I always have a blast when I get to talk with him. His name is Devin Ombrez. He is the Senior Director for Courts and Legal Policy at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We're talking about the beginning of the Supreme Court's term. It started on October 6th, specifically the case Louisiana v. Calais, where the Supreme Court seems poised to void Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. This is yet another in a long now line of Supreme Court decisions under John Roberts where laws that were created in the Reconstruction or post-Reconstruction period following the Civil War to try to protect the rights of Black folks here in this country, this Supreme Court now seems especially hostile to. Right before we took a break, I mentioned to Devin the fact that if we look at the affirmative action college admissions case, if we look at the venture capital fearless fund case, if we look now at the voting rights case, what you see is the Supreme Court inverting reality, ignoring it completely, and saying these laws that were designed to ensure that Black folks had full participatory rights in our democracy, in our capitalistic system, these things that can maybe could be considered as conferring a benefit, those But Black folks, there's reverse racism now, and this just can't happen. But just a month and a half ago, this Supreme Court said, of course you consider race when you're stripping rights away from people. That's perfectly acceptable. You cannot make these things work together, ladies and gentlemen. You can't. And I'll also say this. When you're talking about stripping rights away, you're talking about some of the most fundamental constitutional rights in this democratic republic. There should be a higher standard for stripping them away. And yet again, Roberts et al., Not really digging on that. It's simply so inconsistent to shock the conscience if you're paying attention. Devin, you had a couple of thoughts.
One would think so. I did have a couple of thoughts. I think that you asked, is there a through line? And I think the through line is that it is all part of a piece of the anti-wokeness that is roiling the country, which I consider very anti-Christian. Like, yes. Anti-wokeness is anti-Christian. And you see folks on the right saying empathy and sympathy and caring for your fellow man is indeed a sin that you should not engage in, which, if I recall my Sunday school and CCD lessons, is the opposite of the gospel, but that's just me. You asked if there's a through line. There is a through line throughout all of it. It is a will to power and a willingness to let this administration get away with whatever they want. Black people can't have voting rights protections, but ICE and Homeland Security are permitted to engage in racial profiling. And we got rid of racial profiling about 60-ish years ago through a series of civil rights cases where the Supreme Court couldn't disallow that. And so what they're doing is overturning precedent left and right. And Thomas said last week or 2 weeks ago at a speech at the Catholic University, I'm not going to consider stare decisis. If I think that the issue is stupid, I'm just going to vote to overturn it, which is not how stare decisis has ever worked. Stare decisis meaning guiding light. We will follow this. If a prior court has said it, we're not going to overturn it unless facts and circumstances have substantially changed on the ground. And they have not. And here's the thing that to pull out.
And they have not. That's such a key point, Devin. Earth one, the circumstances have not. It's like they wave a magic wand in their big marble building in Washington, D.C. And it's like, oh, yeah, there's no disparities. There's no nothing to see here.
So when John Roberts said in Shelby County versus Holder 10 years ago, when he struck down Section 4 of the VRA, which got rid of preclearance, he said the only way to stop being racially motivated is to stop being racially motivated. So let's just not have any enforcement mechanisms and trust on the goodwill of humanity to not engage in racially motivated actions. And as soon as they struck that down, you saw states pass hundreds of laws that significantly stripped voting power away from minority communities. And what you're going to see, and the thing that really concerns me about Calais versus or Louisiana versus Calais, is when this opinion comes down, because if it comes down in January, you are going to see every state in the South completely re-gerrymander their districts and get rid of basically the entirety of the Black caucus. They are going to redistrict 19 seats, which will make it a probable impossibility for people of color to gain seats, for anything to change. And they're going to continue this gerrymandering crusade they've been on for decades at this point, where it's not constituents who get to pick their members. It is members who get to pick their constituents. And that is not a representative democracy. It's not.
Yeah, John Roberts, and this has been repeated in various cases, including SFFA versus Harvard, we have to get rid of racism by not talking about race. That is the equivalent of white people saying, I don't see race. That is garbage. It is utter garbage. We deal with disparate outcomes. We deal with the historical impacts of enslaving people. We deal with that by talking about race, with dealing with the actual realities of folks. And this concept that white people presumptively get all this stuff, and anything that tries to rebalance or provide more equal access and equal opportunity despite centuries of legally enshrined racism, is so asinine that it could only come from, let me see here, Alito, Rob. I mean, with the exception of Clarence Thomas, it has always been a group of old white dudes from Ivy League backgrounds. It's like, what, they don't live on Earth One with the rest of us.
We've only had women on the Supreme Court since the 1980s. Sandra Day O'Connor was the first.
Yes.
We've had five in the entire 250-year history of the U.S. I guess six. I'm not counting Barrett, but six. Yeah. We've only had six women on the Supreme Court in 250 years. It's nuts.
This, again, Earth One. Reality, folks, it should matter to our courts. We're going to have to say goodbye to Devin. Thank you so much to Devin Umbres, the Director of Courts and Legal Policy for the Center for American Progress Action Fund. He'll be back really soon, especially given all that is happening in our court system. When we come back, I'm going to be joined by Liam Kent. He's one of the national partners for No King's Day. We're going to talk about the ridiculous rhetoric from the right on that. Don't go anywhere.
Thanks.